And welcome into hour number two. Joining us by way of our live line is Justin Logar, who is the star of this week's Bayou Wild television episode. You can see it on YouTube or any of our affiliate channels. Just go to BayouWildTV.com. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great. We got wonderful weather here. How's your weather for your fishing tournament up there this morning?
It's nice. It's like low 50s right now. It's going to be nice in the 60s today. Should be pretty good out there today.
Yeah, kind of what we have. Justin, for people not familiar, you know, when they watch the feature, they can learn a lot more about your Hodgkin's lymphoma, and your dad explained it, John explained it very well, as did you. What is your condition right now, if you could give us a little bit of an update? What's the prognosis?
Right now, we are all in the clear, so we had clear scans back in May. And now it's just, you know, kind of moving forward, you know, just getting everything else checked up on every now and then, making sure everything's still in line. But, yeah, I mean, no more cancer, and, you know, everything's been going good since the transplant roughly 2 years ago. So
that's great news. What was your experience level of fishing before you came down here to the Gulf Coast?
I would say, you know, like above average. I mean, I fish a lot, and, you know, I'm still new. I mean, I only started picking up fishing back in high school, but, you know, definitely – above average, but saltwater, definitely pretty beginner level saltwater.
You know, you came to us by way of an organization called Hunt of a Lifetime, should be also called Fishing Trip of a Lifetime, and you chose as your trip of a lifetime tarpon. What did you know about tarpon fishing before you came here?
You know, all I really knew was just that, like, tarpon are, like, you know, like the king catch, like, you know, it's like what you want to, it's like what you want to go catch if you can somehow. And, you know, you see it on, like, the internet and everything like that. It's like, that's what I want.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you would, give us the listeners a little sneak preview, if they haven't seen the feature yet, of how your tarpon fight went.
It was pretty awesome. I mean, it caught us by surprise, and it definitely wasn't a little, it was, you know, it was just early in the morning, caught us by surprise, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, it ripped out nice and far, and the jumps were just, it was unreal, so it was insane.
Yeah, tarpon to me is the most exciting fish I've ever caught, and I've caught a lot of different type of fish over my career, but tarpon tops it. That is a pure sport fish, and you left with one of the scales off of the tarpon. You got a souvenir. That's about all you get off of them, and the memory, and, of course, we got video, too.
Yeah, and I know people talk, like, oh, if you wanted to, like, you know, you can get it, like, killed and mounted. I'm like, why would I kill it? Like, the thing's older than me, you know? I got, like... got the memory and got the scale, no harm done, and it's back out there. So,
have you ever seen a guy as dedicated to a sport as Captain Jeremy McHugh of Stillwater Charters? Boy, he is a tarpon machine.
Yeah, he knows his stuff, and his just, like, thrill for it is unreal. Like anytime there was a little nip of the rod, you know, he's up and ready, getting everyone excited. And, like, he just loves it, and he loves it out there, and he's awesome. He made it a blast, and nothing but thanks for Captain Jeremy. He was awesome and made those 2 days really awesome.
You know, the only thing that was kind of a downer on the trip was your dad. He wanted to catch one, and I was hoping that we'd get a strike and he could get his shot. But you see, these fish have a way of doing that. They denied him letting him catch him, but that gets him back. You guys have got to come back and your dad catch one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know, like, as much as he wanted to catch one, I think he was definitely happy that I was the one who caught the one, so... And, you know, it's the way it goes. I mean, we had one for him, you know, they'll take him down, but, you know, just pop them off. That's just the way these fish, that's the way they work.
Yeah, well, I could tell you wanted him to catch one. He wanted him to catch one, and so did I, and so did Captain Jeremy. So maybe we can make it happen. And if you guys get back down here again, let us know. I'd love to get back together with you. What kind of tournament are you fishing up there this morning?
It's a bass tournament through my school. So we have this little club tournament. We got about 20 boats or so going out.
Well, you're probably one of the few people up in that tournament that has actually landed a tarpon, so you got the experience.
That's very true.
Justin, yeah. Thanks for being with us, and I really enjoyed meeting you and your dad. Best of luck on everything, and we'll be looking for you on the TV.
I really appreciate it, Don. Thanks for having me, man.
All righty. Justin Logar up in New Jersey, the star of Bayou Wild TV's episode, Justin's Tarpon Tale is the name of the feature. Check it out.